Hi, Martin Zender in your face. Welcome to Friday. I didn't invent it, but it's a wonderful gift of God, and I'm glad it's here. I told you earlier this week that some people think the kingdom has arrived. That it's not really going to be a literal political kingdom headquartered by Israel in Jerusalem with Jesus as the chief priest and the 12 disciples sitting on 12 thrones. No, it's a, quote, spiritual kingdom. As if a literal kingdom wouldn't be spiritual. That's what kills me. As if it wouldn't be spiritual to have the 12 apostles resurrected, sitting on 12 thrones, Jesus walking around. That's not a spiritual kingdom. Yeah, it's very spiritual, but it's also literal. Don't think that literal is not spiritual. Literal can be spiritual. Physical can be spiritual. The opposite of spiritual is soulish, not literal. Remember that. There's going to be a pop quiz at the end of this day. All right? As if the kingdom's here. First of all, folks, use your common sense. Look out your window. Do you see the kingdom? I don't. You know what's supposed to happen? Lions are going to lay down with lambs. There's going to be no more war. Gosh, I just went on the yahoo.com and there's still a war going on. I guess the kingdom's not here. I haven't been to the zoo today, but they tell me they still have cages between the lions and the lambs. Hasn't happened yet, or else I need some Windex for my windows. The kingdom ain't here, folks. There's another theory that, well, it's just that Christians are going to be getting so good, they're going to become so moral, so Christ-like, that the kingdom is just going to flow out of them, and it's going to be a kingdom where you're just a good person, totally good person, and oh, yeah, well, evolution's true too, you know. Everything's in a state of degeneration. I used to listen to this preacher named Ray Prensing. I love that. He used to say, we're in a state of degeneration. Love the way he said that. I might adopt that. Degeneration. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. When the kingdom comes, Jesus is going to return and set up shop, and there's going to be a whole heck of a lot of moving and shaking going on this earth. And that means that things aren't going to be well here, and they're not supposed to be. You're not supposed to clean the house before the maid comes. Why do Christians think they got to make the earth perfect and themselves perfect? Jesus is coming to clean up. You don't have to clean up for him. I told you I was going to prove to you from Daniel chapter 2 that the kingdom is a literal political kingdom. I'm going to do that. I'm going to test your brain today. Hang on to your cerebral cortex. Here we go. Daniel chapter 2, King Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Babylon, who had a world kingdom at that time. You remember Babylon had deported Jerusalem. They had taken Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Remember those guys, some of the big shots in Jerusalem, the leaders. They had taken them, deported them to Babylon. So King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and in this dream, he saw an image. He describes that image. Let me go to verse 1 of chapter 2. In the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, Nebuchadnezzar dreams dreams, agitated in his spirit, and his sleep is fleeing from him. Well, no wonder. The king is saying to all his scribes and magi and enchanters to tell the king his dream. Now, usually a king said, interpret my dream. Nebuchadnezzar wanted these people to tell him his dream. They couldn't do it, so they called on the only wise man within a 30-mile radius. That would be Daniel. Daniel said, I will relate your dream to you. And he does that in verse 31 of chapter 2. You, O king, perceiving were you, and lo, one great image. This image is grand, and its aspect excellent, rising to your view, and the appearance of the image is terrifying you. King goes, yeah, you're not kidding. The image's head is good gold, its chest and its arms are silver, its belly and its thighs are copper, its legs are iron, its feet, part of them are iron, and part of them are clay. You were perceiving till a stone severs itself, that is, not by hands, and it collides with the image at its feet that were of iron and clay, and pulverizes them. Daniel then, the king is quite impressed. Yeah, that was my dream, all right. Daniel then interprets it. He says that, I'm going to paraphrase this for the sake of time, the head of gold is you, King Nebuchadnezzar, your world empire. The chest and arms of silver are an empire that's going to follow yours. The belly and thighs of copper and the legs of iron are also empires, world empires that were going to come later. These have been fulfilled. At least three or four of these have been fulfilled. Nebuchadnezzar was the living embodiment of the head of gold. The chest and arm was the Medo-Persian Empire that was going to come after the Babylonian Empire, led by Cyrus. This was the Second World Empire. Now, the belly and thigh of copper, this would be the Grecian Empire under Alexander the Great. There have only been three world empires in the history of mankind: the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian Empire — it was a sort of a merger, right, between the Medes and the Persians — and the Grecian Empire under Alexander the Great. The Romans never did have a world empire. Check your history books. They thought they did, but they never conquered the whole world. There is going to be a fourth world kingdom that we're awaiting yet, future. Here's the key, is what I'm getting at in verse 44. This concerns the stone that's going to pulverize these other kingdoms. Daniel says, quote, "In their days, that is, of these kings, the God of the heavens will set up a kingdom that for the eons shall not come to harm. His kingdom shall not be left to another people. It will pulverize and terminate all these kingdoms, and it shall be confirmed for the eons." In this context, we are talking about literal political kingdoms. The Babylonian Empire is historical fact. It was a kingdom. So was the Medo-Persian Empire, and so was the Grecian Empire. You can look in your history books and see these. Now, this stone that comes down from heaven is going to wreck all world empires, even this last one, the feet mixed with clay. It's going to smash that. That's going to be a literal empire. But this stone that's coming is a literal kingdom that's going to replace all these kingdoms. Now, the context is literal political kingdoms. We're not all of a sudden talking about ethereal, non-physical kingdom here, when in this context we've been talking about literal kingdoms. You see, we're not changing boats here in midstream. We're not going from apples to oranges. Oh, I hate using these cliches. They're the only ones that come to mind at this time. It's a literal kingdom. Now, there are objections, of course. People say, well, Jesus said the kingdom is within you. Jesus said the kingdom is not coming with observation. Well, Jesus did not say that the kingdom is not coming with observation. He said something different. You got to look in the Greek to find out. I'm going to tell you what that is, but you know, I'm out of time. Man, I hate to do this to you on a Friday. I still gave you what I promised you, didn't I? I promised you I was going to prove from Daniel chapter 2 that the kingdom — I didn't even promise you I was going to do that this week. I said, someday I'll go to Daniel chapter 2 to tell you that this literal kingdom's coming. There are objections to it that can be easily met. I will do that for you the first few minutes of Monday, because it's not going to take long. Who knows, I might dedicate the whole day to it. Then what's coming after that? God only knows. I don't. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.